page and go to donations, click on it, and it will open a window for you to be able to give to through PayPal. So anyway, we will be right back in a couple minutes because it is time for station
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
There you go. That's ID. And we are Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are on 1340 Tan Talk radio station, which is now FM, two FM stations. We are now five stations coming out of this place where I'm sitting right now in this Tan Talk station. Five stations now, 3 a.m., 2 FM. 106.1 FM, and up in the Dade City, Wesley Chapel, Zephyr Hills area, 104.3 FM, and of course our 3 AM stations that we've always had. What a joy to be able to spread the word Sunday after Sunday. I consider it a privilege and a joy, Cindy and Angel, to be here week after week and share the word of God. And Angel, I don't take it lightly that you are taking time out of your very, very busy schedule, because I've known you for a long time. You're a part of Beacon of Hope, and you do the Thursday night show with me, and with three sons and working full time and writing constantly. I want to give you a minute to introduce yourself to our audience, who you are and why you're on the show now and part of our radio team.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm Angel Valdoni, and I have a PhD in psychology, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor and a mother of three amazing boys. I work full-time and running a community mental health agency, and I do write. I write a lot, and I have some books getting ready to hit the market, which I'm really excited about. But this, I felt so honored to be asked to be a part of this, because our other show is, you know, it is hitting the go-yard life and the home runs in life, but this is the core of it all, and we can't get to that part until we get the God part in our lives right, and this is just amazing to get to share the word of God in this platform.
Oh, we're so glad you are. Cindy, we welcome her, don't we?
We do, and I feel as you do. It is a privilege and a blessing to be a part of this radio ministry, and how God put me here in itself is a miracle and a blessing, and I just look forward to everybody that shares the show with us.
Yes.
And gives me an opportunity to visit with everyone and keep in touch with what's going on. But yeah, I think that is awesome that Angel has joined us.
Yes. And in a few weeks, we're going to have Angel. You know this person. We used to know her as Allie Garcia. She and Bernadette moved out to Texas a couple years ago, but we have been in a lot of contact lately, and her name, she goes by Andrea now, but she is going to be also joining our radio team here in the next few weeks. So that's a blessing too. God has provided.
Well, so awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. So, you know, every week we just get on here. We don't have a script. Obviously, we don't have a script. And we have a general idea where we're going. But the whole goal is to let the Holy Spirit lead our conversation. When I wait on God during the week for the songs for the show, sometimes those change in the middle of the show. And I have a lot of discs and I can play different things here in the control room. And sometimes it just goes right along for what I thought it was going to go and do. But, you know, the whole point of this is letting the Holy Spirit lead and speak through us, teach through us, share through us. And one thing I noticed in our first hour, Angel and Cindy, is that you are both very open and honest. And you always are. But I love that. You know, Angel, do you want to speak to that, about the necessity of that as we share Jesus with people before we do this next song?
Absolutely. You know, I think I've just learned the hard way probably through life that we have to be able to be open and honest, because each of us has had journeys and experiences with both positive, negative, and everything in between, good choices, bad choices, things that were thrust on us. And other people need to hear that. Other people are there, and they need to know there's hope. And they need to know that they have hope for their future. And they need to know that Christ can set them free. And they won't get to know that unless we share.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I've seen, Cindy, I've seen you so many times be so gut-level honest. And times when you're just crying on the show. And you want to comment on that before we do this next song? The importance of that?
Well, I just think if people understand that we are real people.
Right.
We go through the same struggles that they do.
Yeah.
And that's where the honesty is important, is to let our listening audience know that we're not super women over here. We deal with the same everyday stuff that you do.
Exactly.
And I have nothing to hide. Totally transparent to my inefficiencies and my junk. If my mess that I've been through will help somebody else understand that they can get through this too, that God will be there to see you through this.
Amen.
It's really important. That's how God uses us, is in our honesty.
Amen. We're going to stay in Galatians 5:13, and we're going to Spirit Wind by Casting Crowns. It's all about letting the Holy Spirit lead in our lives.
Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. He stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their souls and raised them again a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again, but they have been filled with the Spirit wind. Oh, 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 oh. A pastor stands before his congregation, once a mighty army for the Lord. But now he stares into the lifeless eyes, believers leading carnal lives, he wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling on his life, he spoke God's word like he'd done 100 times before. This time he comes broken and weeping, the tears of a broken heart, and he cries out to the Lord. Oh Lord, send your wind into this valley and breathe the breath of life into their souls. Raise them again a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again. Have been filled with the Spirit wind. Oh, 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 oh.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me, breathe your life in me. Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's our prayer. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe your life in me.
Breathe your life in me.
Lord, send your wind into this valley.
Praise God.
I breathe the breath of life into our souls. Raise us again, a mighty army.
Praise God. Raise us again, a mighty army. Lord, we want to become all you want us to be. That's what we've been talking about on this show. Let's go to Galatians 5:13. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to free life. Just make sure you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. There are times in our lives where we get the idea, we get the message that we're free. And then we just decide, well, God's going to forgive me for anything and everything. Of course he is. Yes, he is. And so I'm just going to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm just going to tear it up, so to speak. Talk to me about this, Cindy, because Paul is very clear in Galatians 5:14. Use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows.
Well, yeah, something to think about, huh? If we abuse our freedom by doing things, just things towards other people, how we treat other people.
Right, yeah.
Our reaction to other people and situations. I guess we could just we could possibly get into a situation of abusing the power that God has given us, and knowing that we have to be careful not to let it become from us, that it's not ourself, you know, instead of Jesus when we're dealing with other people. It's just so easy to, get big-headed maybe and say, I'm this godly person, I can treat you this way or do this or do that, and I don't know, I guess just we could get in a situation of putting too much of ourselves into
absolutely
the situation.
That's,
instead of
yes
consulting God first and saying, you know, let this be of you, Jesus, what guard my mouth, guard my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
don't let it be me that's handling this or speaking to this person. I guess we get too haughty. I don't know if that's the word, but we can get too much of ourselves, too much confidence, and not really be of God, if you know what
exactly.
I'm trying to say.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right.
It might become that's what I'm trying to say. We just have to be really careful that we consult Jesus and that we know that it's of the Holy Spirit when we're dealing with someone, or because, you know, what comes out of our mouth or our actions, we want them to know that that came from God.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is Jesus, that I'm dealing with you as a loving sister, and my intentions are pure. And we may have pure intentions, but yet if we put too much of ourselves into the motive or the action, then, you know, it becomes, too much of us and not God himself.
Absolutely. That's why I love that song we just played, The Spirit Wind. We've got to be revived and so filled with God that we can tell the difference when it's us versus the Spirit of God speaking through us or behaving through us. Angel, you got some comments, and I'm sure you do, on that topic.
Yes, I do. Actually,
yes,
you
know,
do. Somehow, I think one of the things that I've seen is that, you know, when God has set someone free of something, whatever that is they forget what they went through and where they were from and what someone else is going through it. And instead of having empathy and understanding and grace,
they
lose that empathetic part. It almost becomes like dogmatic towards another person. And I think that's just a misuse of freedom, because at one point it was their own struggle, and for them to not have to admit it was a struggle, or not have to admit it was their own dark time. They want to just pretend it didn't happen because they're looking good now. And, you know, God doesn't set us free for us just to do whatever. God sets us free so that we can, with our freedom, be hope. to someone next to us. And if we can't be hope, that freedom really, that's part of that freedom is for us to turn around and provide hope and empathy and support, you know, to heal through, you know, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians, I think it is talking about, you know, with the same, you know, healing that God has given us and to kind of let our lives lead them into their healing.
Exactly. And so often we get into that once we are beginning to understand the principles of God and reading our Bible, a lot of times it's easy to fall into that judgmental attitude where instead of really being free and showing that in our lives, we demonstrate this judgment to others because we feel like, well, I got that figured out now. I got that. I'm okay there. You know what I mean, Angel? I mean, that's what I hear you saying. Talk to me about
that's absolutely what I'm saying, and that happens more often than not. A lot of times it becomes, you know, this prideful thing now that I'm free, and I don't, it becomes judgmental and critical instead of having the eyes of empathy and love and compassion towards someone else.
Yes, absolutely. So it says here in Galatians 5 about verse 14, rather use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. Now, remember our topic. It is you're in the will, okay? We have all these benefits that are ours because we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We have the benefits of being able to walk in the Spirit of God on a daily basis and have opportunities presented to us in the form of a need from somebody or whatever. And we are supposed to react to those opportunities that come our way in using our freedom. And it says to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. We're in the will of God, when we walk in this freedom. But we have to use our freedom in the proper way, and that is to serve one another. Cindy, talk about that. Serving one another.
Yeah, and what Dr. Angel said was what I was trying to say. And
I think you both said
it. Around to,
go ahead.
Yeah, we both said the same thing, just I couldn't express it the way she did. Is we have to be humble.
Yes.
And we get so full of ourselves, like she said, that we just we don't acknowledge that pain and that struggle that we ourselves went through. And I truly believe that's what God wants us to do, is use that junk that we went through to tell those other people when we see it going on in their lives that they can be free too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Compassion and love and humility that is required of Jesus. And the more we use those freedoms, the better we feel, the better we get, the freer we are, as the book says. We're all in this agreement for the same. We're saying the same thing. It's
yeah.
A different way of expressing that. That's what it's all about, is God's love for others, and using that power to love and help instead of judging and condemning.
Oh, absolutely. One of our listeners just texted me. And by the way, if you ever want to text during our show, you can. It's 727-888-4171. I'll give that to you one more time. It goes straight to my phone right here. 727-888-4171. One of our listeners, Wendy, just texted and said, do you happen to have that song, Potter's Hand? I think it fits right here perfectly to what, and I happen to have it on another CD that's sitting right here. So let's do this for Wendy, because I agree with you, Wendy. This fits perfectly into what we're talking about right now. Potter's Hand.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect.
Potter's hand working in my life. Whoa. Talk to us, Angel, and then Cindy. What does that song say about everything we've been... Wendy was right on, wasn't she?
That's a great song.
Yes.
You know, it's a song and it takes complete humility and trust.
Yes.
To turn ourselves over to that degree. Because if you think about in the clay, and the clay doesn't have a choice in what they're becoming, and that, you know, it's complete surrender.
Right.
And for us to have to give God that complete surrender over our lives so that he can mold us to who he has planned for us to be and for his purpose and for his plans, it's definitely very deep.
It's right on. And but it takes an act of surrender. I like the fact that you use the word surrender, because that's what it takes. It doesn't just happen. I mean, God wants us to be willing to be molded and changed, and he doesn't force it on us, does he? I mean,
no, he's a gentleman.
He is.
You know, he's a gentleman, you know, and we have choices, and we can choose to surrender ourselves or we can choose not to. And that's our choice that he has given us and part of our free will. But when we do surrender ourselves, that's where we find that freedom, and that's where we find growth, and that's where we find us living in his plan for our life. That's where
yes.
we feel wholeness and completeness, and without it, we don't.
Oh, amen. Going back to Galatians 5, and then we'll bring Cindy in here too, starting about verse 14, rather use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Man, that is pretty cool. I love the way it says this in the Message Bible. Everything we know about God's word is summed up in one sentence. This is a very important sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. If you bite and ravage each other, watch out. In no time at all, you will be annihilating each other. And where will your precious freedom be then? Whoa, Cindy, your turn. And then we're going to get Angel's comments on all that, too.
That's pretty heavy.
It is, isn't it?
But, you know, that's what the message is all about, is loving others like Jesus loves us.
Yes.
Like we love ourselves, and in asking God to change us and mold us
right.
as that clay, he will put opportunities in our path every day to recognize. It's up to us to recognize
mm-hmm.
those opportunities
yes.
when there's a need, when someone needs our help, someone needs a good word, someone needs prayer, someone needs just a hug, they need love or comforting. God will give us those opportunities throughout every day of our life, but we have to be willing to recognize and be aware that once we've asked him to bring us to this place, we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so we recognize these daily interactions.
Amen.
Sometimes we just get so busy doing our thing that we don't recognize the opportunities that God gives us.
Totally.
But we can't forget
agree.
That that's what he wants from us, is to daily interact and love these other people that we deal with.
Amen. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, you know, I think our culture has kind of set this up for us to be more of a challenge, because I think a lot of times we think of love our neighbor, and we kind of think of it in the terms of the people who think like us, or the people who look like us, or the people who have a similar lifestyle like us, and we don't the all-encompassing term neighbor is everybody around us and anybody and everyone we can interact with.
Wow.
And so I think we miss a lot of opportunities to truly love our neighbor, because we kind of just want to view them when they're like us.
Right.
And so we reach to those people more often than really all the people around us.
Good point. And some people are hard to love, aren't they, Doctor? I mean, come on. Some people are difficult.
Well, they are. Some people are really difficult. And then sometimes you're right, like Cindy was saying, we just get busy doing what we do that we don't always take the time to look around
right.
us. You know, like I was in the grocery store a couple of days ago, and I was in a hurry. I had a list. I had things I had to do. I had to get home and cook dinner. And, you know, I just noticed this little Livy was just trying to reach something, and she couldn't get it, you know, and I, in that moment, and I stopped and like, can I help you? And we sat and we ended up with like a 15-minute conversation, which I didn't have time to, but that I have to have time for, because that's what God, that's my purpose, you know, and to reach it and to invest in other people. And so it was actually an amazing grocery store moment in ministry.
Wow.
That I could have missed if I would have just been like, oh, gotta go.
Right.
You know, so.
Yes. You and your shortness helped somebody up there.
Yeah, now I'm pretty sure for me to reach it was a big deal.
But what you're saying is be eyes open, be sensitive, you know, to what God is doing. And in those moments, he is changing us. He's molding us. The potter's hand is working in us all the time. Cindy talked to me about that. And when we walk in those opportunities, we don't always take them. But when we become more aware that they're going to be there, then I think we'll be more able to take those opportunities. That's what I'm trying to say. Go ahead, Cindy.
I like you said, as we walk through them and participate in them and take advantage of the opportunities, it's like that little action there just molded me a little bit better. I'm going to be just a little bit shinier, a little bit,
yeah,
you know, more beautiful in God's eyes because I was obedient. And
right.
Like you said, each time we do take the opportunity and participate in what God is offering us, we will get better at it. It will get easier for us to recognize. We'll be more aware of it. It's walking in an awareness of, you know, why God has put us here, what
yes.
His purpose is.
Oh, amen. Well, finishing these verses right here. So for everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. If you bite and ravage each other with watch out in no time at all, you will be annihilating each other. And where will your precious freedom be then? Verse 16. Here's the sentence I want us to talk about. My counsel is this. Live freely. This is in the Message Bible, so one of you may want to come up with a different translation there. Live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. Live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. Angel?
That's a powerful verse.
It is.
You know, it is. You know, you think about it, you know, the people around us, they don't know how many scriptures we've memorized, and they don't know that we've taken our quiet time to pray in the morning, or that we had our praise time in our car on the way to work. What they know is how we react to them and respond to them, and how we love them. And that is being animated by the Spirit, is truly, genuinely showing, being demonstrative with that love that it should be exuding from us onto others.
Yes. Well, with that said, let's look at the next sentence, and then I'll get your take on that and go to Cindy after that. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness, for there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Pretty heavy duty right there, isn't it?
Well, and you think about it, if we're investing into others, we're not going to be able to be selfish. And there is definitely, I mean, we're selfish. I think it's totally a bondage because, first of all, we weren't created to think it's not all about me. Our culture has kind of set us up in that all about me mode, you know, all the little selfies and all about me and me and my, but it's not.
Right.
It's about others, and it's our lives investing in others.
Yes. You're right. I think it's easy in our culture to get into that and be so consumed, self-centeredly consumed, that we really don't take the time with God like we should. Cindy, talk to me about this.
Well, you know, of course, I'm in the old King James Version.
That's all right. What does it say there?
You know, that's what I like.
That's okay.
And,
Angel likes it too.
It pretty much explains it as a conflict of our flesh.
Right.
Our fleshly human lust and desires. It's the same thing as selfishness.
Right.
We have a conflict with our spirit, and I think at times, personally, we recognize it when it happens. The Holy Spirit puts us in check, and
that's
question,
true. It does.
Is this of me, or is this of God?
Right.
Am I doing this because it feels good to me, or am I doing this because God wants me to do this with this person or say this? You know, I just think it's a constant conflict all the time, unless you really are in tune with the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit. A lot of the actions and things that come out of our mouth, I think, are fleshly. They are of us.
Talk to me about that, Dr. Angel. What do you think about what Cindy just said? I agree with her, but talk to me about it.
No, yeah, I agree with her too. And we do have a lot of things that really do focus around us. And if you think about it, just, you know, a lot of times we're thinking about the selfishness and kind of maybe a more of a positive thing, like I'm trying to gain this or do this or have this. But, you know, there's also some selfish elements of when I'm going through something and I'm tunneling into my world, and where I'm tunneling, when I'm sitting in major depression, it's all about me and I'm not looking outward. And part of healing through any of that is reaching out towards others. It's building right. that support, or it's getting support into you, and it goes two ways. And so we have to kind of learn to take the focus off the person in the mirror.
Yes.
Because it isn't all about me, it's all about him.
Exactly.
And to get it there, I have to love his people.
Amen, because he created them all, right?
That's right. True, and all of them, and not just the ones that look like me or think like me or talk like me.
And there
all
you go. There you go. And that requires drawing close to him, because the more time we spend with him, I'm going to say this personally, the more time I spend with God talking to him and saying, Lord, today I want to be that channel of blessing that you want me to be. Today I want to learn what you want me to learn. I want to see through the eyes of your Holy Spirit as I interact with people. As that becomes our desire and our motivation, as we interact with people, we change sometimes right before our own eyes. Cindy, talk to me about that.
Well, we do change the more we ask God to mold us into that person he wants us to be. And I, personally, when I start seeing myself more loving and more giving and more aware of what other people need or are going through, I recognize that God is cleaning me up. I'm becoming this really beautiful. I feel better. I feel better about myself. I feel more, you know, more Jesus-like. I mean, and that's my prayer all the time. You know, take me out of the equation.
Right.
Clean me up and put more of Jesus in me and take more of me out. But when, you know, I like it when I look in the mirror and feel good about myself and, hey, I just did something great for someone. I just did something wonderful for that person. But it's rewarding, is
right.
what I'm trying to say. It's rewarding to do these things in love and know that you're walking in the path that God has put you on. It's a good feeling when you do something for God that you know he approves of.
Oh, amen. And I think you would both agree with this next song. And then, Angel, I'm going to ask for your opinion here. Draw me close to him.
Draw me close to you. never let me go. Never let me go.
What a great song, huh? Oh, okay. Talk to me, Cindy. And how did that song affect what we've been talking about? Then we'll go to Angel.
Go to Angel first.
All right. Okay, Angel, you're up.
I'm still meditating on it.
Oh, that's a great song, wasn't it?
Mm. I love that song. I love that song.
I did too. That was a great rendition of it.
It really is, you know, and that's just, you know, the prayer is, you know, drawing us closer to God. Drawing near to him. And, you know, it's funny, is you kind of talking about, you know, loving others. That's our command from him, one of the biggest here. And I've kind of learned, for me through the years, one of my prayers every morning is, God, let me see your people through your eyes instead of mine.
Good point.
Because sometimes they're not so nice and lovely to deal with, and they can be challenging. And, you know, and I just pray, God, let me see them how you see them.
Yes.
Let me see them how you do, because that helps me to be able to love them when they're not so lovely, and to invest in them when, you know, in my human state, I feel like, oh my goodness, you know, this is not going to be a great thing. But at the end of it, when I can start getting that view of how God starts to see
yes.
people, it's a whole different perspective. And I feel closer to God as I'm drawing into his people. And it's
yes.
kind of interesting dynamic.
Well, it is. And as we, as an act of our will, because you said earlier, God doesn't cross our will, or maybe you didn't say it, I was thinking it, but he gives us a free will. And so when we, by an act of our will, start out a day, or as we go through the day, Lord, how can I be the light right here in this situation? Fill me with what you want me to be able to give away. You know, lead me, be that potter's hand that's changing me on the inside, so that I hear your spirit more clearly, so I know how to react in this, even though it may be a painful situation. I want to hear you so clearly that I can be your hands, your mouth, everything that you want me to be right now. Whoa, Cindy, talk to us about that. Draw me close to you. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. That's my my daily prayer and intentional every morning is to ask God to mold me more like Him and
yes.
to be close with me. I mean, you know, I used to say I take Him to work with me, and, you know, I want Jesus with me all through the day, walking with me, protecting me, encouraging me. I mean, I've struggled through the years hearing from God, clearly being able to hear His direction. And that has been a struggle for me, and I'm learning, still learning more and more how to put myself in a position to meditate and hear from Him, and it's getting more and more clear to me when it's His voice and not just my head talking.
Right, exactly.
And that it's so clear and purposeful when He speaks that I know it's Him, and I know that's His voice, and I know that's what He's saying to me, and it just blows my mind because it's taken me a lot of years to get to that place and be able to talk with Him that way. And I think that's His way of, I mean, as I've been praying that prayer, draw close to me, closer to You. I want to talk to You, Lord. I want to have that personal relationship with You. I want You with me all through the day. You know, now, the more I pray that prayer, the more He answers.
Amen.
And shows me and helps me be able to recognize when it's Him speaking to me.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's pretty cool. That's pretty cool because that makes life a whole lot easier. I think what He's doing is in molding me to be able to make wiser decisions, better decisions, by hearing His voice and listening to Him instead of just doing it and then regretting later, hey, I made a wrong choice because
yes.
I didn't pray about it or I didn't listen to God or wait for His voice
exactly
in helping me make the decision. So, you know, that's what I do. I mean, every day now it's my prayer, God, help me hear from You and help me make these decisions as I go through life with Your input.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
woo. So. Yes. Angel, you want to comment on that before we get this last
talk.
Song in? Go ahead.
No, I think she said it so beautiful. And, you know, hearing from Him is us slowing it down and turning things off sometimes in our life and shutting out things, which can be challenging. We have busy lives and lots of things going on at the same time and a lot of things pulling on us, and hearing that still voice is meaning we got to get a little still to
Amen.
Be able to hear that voice. And so having those moments of where you're just along with God and it's quiet and it's you and Him and whatever that looks like for you.
I think this song kind of says it. Listen, holy fire. We want God's holy fire to work in us. Waiting in expectancy. That's what we need to be doing. Surrendered to Your sovereignty. Good way to sum up this show today. Holy fire. That's God's Spirit talking to us and working in us.
Holy fire from heaven, descend to us, we pray. Let us burn again. Holy fire from heaven, consume our hearts today. Let us burn again. Let us burn again. Breath from heaven, descend to us, we pray. Let us breathe again. Holy breath from heaven.
See with you, Lord. Waiting in expectancy. That's what we're doing. Whoa, praise God. Angel, talk to us about that, and then we'll go to Cindy. We're winding down on time, ladies, and boy, this 2 hours has gone very, very quickly. But, and Angel, you survived your first show. How about that?
Yeah, I did survive. No, this song is so beautiful, and it's so peaceful, and that's it. It's just waiting and expecting God and waiting for Him and having, we live in such a world where, you know, we want it now, we want it our way, we want it, we need it to look like something we think it should look like, and God doesn't come wrapped in the package. Sometimes we think it's going to come wrapped in, or it's not going to look like what we thought it's going to look like, and so we need to learn to discern, you know, when that is God, and to be able to see it in the way that He presents it to us and accept it.
Exactly. And as we hear it and listen to His voice, be willing to act on it, you know?
Yes, and put it into action.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's that being, you know, humble, being still, and being open and ready for God and expecting Him to be there. Because He says He's there. We just got to call for Him.
Right.
And so we just got to learn to do that, not just when we're in a crisis, but, you know, and things are good too.
Right. Absolutely. But it just is that commitment that we need to make. I love that phrase. Let me read it again. I wrote it down. Waiting in expectancy, surrendered to your sovereignty. Love it.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Whoa, Cindy, talk to us.
Well, I have learned to expect the unexpected. So waiting and anticipation for what God is going to do.
Yeah.
But like Angel said, it doesn't always come in the package you think it's going to arrive
in. Right, that's true.
God, your vision of what you expect and what you want is sometimes way off from what God is going to give you or present. And I have learned that so much lately.
But why is that? Why is it like that?
The element of surprise, I guess.
The surprise. What
you
else?
You know, God likes to have fun. You know, God likes to have fun too.
Yes, He does, actually. Yes.
I don't know. I guess that maybe it helps it. I don't know. I don't know why He does it.
Okay, Angel. Angel, you want to answer that question?
Well, I think the way I think of it is this, is He's got the whole perspective and the whole view, plan from beginning to end in His vision. And we get glimpses, and I kind of like to explain it like the puzzle piece. We get like a piece of a puzzle, and we're trying to figure out what this is going to make. We might see some pretty colors, and we're thinking it's going to make a forest, but God's up there with the box, and He knows what this picture is going to look like from beginning to end. And so we're trying to figure a picture out with a couple scattered puzzle pieces that He gives us those glimpses, and we can't. And so we have to trust that He's got the full vision from beginning to end with us.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good metaphor, a puzzle. When we start to put a puzzle together, if you don't have the box top and know what it's supposed to look like, That is really good. We are about out of time. Cindy, I want to give you a last final thought, and then Angel, and then I'll do the wrap-up, and we're out of here after two hours. So, Cindy, go for it. About a minute.
Just folks, listeners out there, just every day purposefully ask God to show you those opportunities as they arise, to help someone else, to give your love to someone else, to... it might just be something small. It might just be a hug or a smile.
Right.
But, you know, it's an intentional thing that you do daily. It's a choice to, you know, get your time in with the Lord and hear from Him and go out with that attitude of not knowing what to expect, but knowing that God will show up and present Himself with opportunities through the day.
Amen.
And act on them. Act on them in love, and you will grow into becoming a more loving person yourself and
yes.
Be more like God wants you to be if you just surrender your will to Him.
Amen.
It's a choice. It's that free will again, choosing to live that type of life, and you get better and better as time goes on. And
amen.
You feel better about yourself.
There you go. Thank you, Cindy, and thank you for being on today.
You're welcome.
Dr. Angel, you got about 30 seconds before we do the wrap.
I'm going to wrap it up with the verse I was referencing in 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that
yes.
we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
Oh, I love those verses. Yes. That says it all, doesn't it?
Sure
wow.
Does.
Thank you both. Dr. Angel, first show with us. You did great. Cindy, you are
you.
Always wonderful. What a great, you guys did very well together. So thank you both.
Awesome.
Audience, it's always a joy to be with you every single Sunday afternoon live right here from our radio station in Clearwater. We remind you, you can catch this show again this Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com at 10 a.m. both days, StarcomRadioNetwork.com, followed at noon each week by our Go Yard show that Dr. Angel, that you've been listening to today, and I do. So every single Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m., Living the Good Life, 2 hours, followed by our Go Yard show for that week right at 12 noon. This week was a big week for us, Angel and Cindy, because my Spanish show that we do now on the radio, our radio station in Puebla, is now airing on StarcomRadioNetwork.com at 6 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. So we have added a show to our
Yay.
Repertoire. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we remind Dr. Angel, we remind everybody to listen this Thursday because it is what for on Go Yard?
Oh, it's our 2-year anniversary.
It sure is. So catch us at 6:06 p.m. this Thursday night for Go Yard with Dr. Angel and I. God bless you all. Have a great week and know that it's not far to Jesus. It's not far to Jesus. He is always there, right there for us. If you have a prayer request or need, write us prayers at bohmglobal.com. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send them in. This has been Angel, Cindy, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God this day from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week on this show.
Safely to his side. There's no need for you.